Right now, we are joined by a UFC heavyweight. He's 21-7, 19 wins via finish, tied for the most knockouts in UFC heavyweight history. He is going to take part in UFC 244 in Madison Square Garden. It is Saturday night, 10 p.m. on pay-per-view. We are joined now by Derek Lewis. Derek, great to have you on. How are you?
Oh, man. Thanks for having me. Always great to be on your show.
Derek, always great to have you on this show. All right, so we're a couple of days from you making your return to Madison Square Garden. You were there last year for UFC 230 against Daniel Cormier. The result did not go the way you would have liked, but how fired up are you to get back to MSG on Saturday?
I'm real anxious to get back in there, man. I haven't been anxious to fight in years, you know, and this is one of the fights that I'm real anxious to get back in there. I'm excited for. I took everything serious, the whole training camp, my diet, the preparation for it, just everything been on point.
We're talking to Derek Lewis. So, Derek, when you talk about the fact that you have not been as eager in years, how much of that has to do with your health? For instance, it's your first fight after having surgery on your knee. So everybody's clear. We're talking about a situation where your meniscus and MCL were torn. Your ACL was barely hanging on, and you'd been dealing with that for a while. The story goes that you first heard a pop back at UFC 184, and that was in 2015. Is that how long it's been, and how were you able to stand, much less fight, when an injury like that? Derek.
Hello?
Yeah, Derek, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Derek. Yeah, so your knee.
Bad connection.
Yeah, yeah. How bad was your knee?
Oh, my knee was pretty bad. You know, it just kept getting worse and worse. Whenever I fought DC, that every time he touched my leg, I just fall down because I couldn't stand on it anymore. And for that training, I was still in the best shape of my life, like going into the DC fight. But my knee was the only factor in that one that kept giving out on me. And whenever I fought Junior, yeah, I couldn't, the whole training camp, I couldn't go forward or go backwards. So I had to stand in one spot, one place, and hit pads like that. I couldn't even do the Stairmaster like I usually do.
Derek Lewis, my guest. You know, Derek, to that point, a lot of fighters in your situation would have turned down fights in order to get that knee taken care of. But even as it got worse, you still did fight Junior Dos Santos. Your coach, Bob Perez, was not a fan of the idea. He was even in favor of you withdrawing. Why was it so important to you to go ahead and fight, even though you were nowhere near 100%?
Yeah, we had got MRI results back before, like 2 weeks before the Junior fight, and the UFC was worried that I was going to pull. I told them I wasn't going to pull because it's like 2 weeks before the fight. And so they renegotiated my contract, and so that's one of the big reasons why I took the fight with Junior.
So now you finally are healthy. You've done all this on a busted-up knee. How much more effective do you expect to be this weekend as a fighter now that you are healthy?
I feel a completely different type of fighter because I can move around now, and I could train a lot harder and a lot more than what I have been in the past. So, you know, everyone should see a better performance, a better fighter out of myself, too. This Saturday.
Derek Lewis fighting this Saturday. All right, so you're going to fight Blagoy Ivanov. When you look at him and you prepare for him, what kind of a fighter do you see?
I think he's more of a fighter like myself. Whenever I look at him, because he doesn't set anything up. He's just going there and trying to look for big punches. But the only thing about him is that he gets hits a lot. You know, I don't get hit that much that often, you know, but he gets hit a whole lot. And I don't believe that he could take a punch from me the way he fights.
Derek Lewis joining us. So he can't take your best shot. Do you feel like, has he ever been in the cage with a fighter like you and the kind of problems that you can cause for him?
No, I don't believe so. You know, I know for sure that I'm a unique type of fighter because I still have that same killer instinct in the last 10 seconds of a fight. it doesn't matter how tired I am, I can still throw hard just like it was the first round of the fight. So you got to always be cautious with anything I throw.
Derek Lewis fighting this weekend at Madison Square Garden. Now, Derek, you've become a huge star, and not just because of your fighting ability, but because of your personality. I'm curious, what's it been like to blow up that quickly and to blow up like that in a short period of time? Does it feel kind of strange to you, or does it feel like, no, I've been working, grinding for a long time, I'm not an overnight sensation? What's it feel like?
Yeah, it's been crazy because I got movie deals and TV show deals and stuff like that, all because my personality. So it's been real cool that everyone's really starting to take notice of me, because I've always been the same type of guy, got crazy since then. And so it's pretty cool, though.
I wonder about this. Like, you told Ariel Helwani that Mike Tyson was hitting you up. How do you handle that? Like, when Mike Tyson reaches out, do you take that call? Does he need to go through the proper channels and contact your people before he can actually get to you? How'd you handle that one?
Yeah, I totally have to call my manager first to see whatever he wanted. So he never called my manager. So that's fine, though. He won't go through the proper channels. That's fine.
That's tremendous. So what do you think? What do you think Mike wanted, if you had to guess?
Now, they came out and told me that he just wanted me to be on his podcast, I guess you have.
You see, man, you got to go through the right channels. You got to go through the right channels. I went through the right channels. I got you to come on this show. Come on, Mike. Go through the right channels. It's not that hard, right?
Yeah.
Derek, you got some interviews today, but how do you go about approaching the rest of the week before the fight?
Really, my heart rate is, like, super good right now. Right now, my heart rate is at 52. And so just really just keeping it as low as possible and just keeping the pace, like, just really walking on treadmills. That's it. Just keeping everything up and running, you know. But I'm ready to go. I'm happy.
It's Wednesday. It's go time. Well, nearly. He's 21-7. He's got 19 wins via finish. Tied for the most knockouts in UFC heavyweight history, UFC 244. You've got Masvidal and Diaz on Saturday. You've got Lewis and Ivanov as well. It's going to be a big night. Derek, great to have you back. I appreciate the interview. Good luck this weekend. We'll be watching.
Yeah, well, sure. Thank you for having me.
You got it. Derek, good talking to you again. Derek Lewis. And you've got Masvidal and Diaz, too. That fight's still on.